The Asian Development Bank's decision to invest $1 billion in cleaner energy projects comes amid wide concerns over Asia's steadily deteriorating environment. A big part of the problem is the high use of coal, which fuels economic growth across the continent's expanding economies. Coal provides nearly two-thirds of China's and half of India's energy. Coal-fired power plants also feed the energy needs of such smaller countries as Pakistan, Thailand, and the Philippines. But coal pollutes the atmosphere with toxic particles and greenhouse gases, possibly contributing to global climate change. A recent World Bank report says the rapidly expanding economies of China and India have helped drive production of greenhouse gases to a new high over the last decade. For this reason, the environmental group Greenpeace is urging the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, to stop supporting what it calls dirty coal. The bank has funded a number of coal-based projects in Asia, including Thailand's state-run Maimo power plant. Thara Bokamsri of Greenpeace cites the Maimo facility as a prime example of how coal-fired power plants adversely affect poor communities living near them.
A lot of people have been suffering from serious, chronic, long-term respiratory disease. This all resulting from toxic pollution of the burning coal from the power station.
Other environmentalists say the time has come for Asia to pay more attention to cleaner energy sources, such as small hydroelectric plants, solar and wind power, which currently contribute only a tiny percentage of the energy consumed in the region. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the Geneva-based Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says clean energy is critical for Asia because the region's huge population makes it especially vulnerable to the effects of rising global temperatures.
By the end of this century, the increase in temperature would be a further 1.4 degrees to 5.8 degrees centigrade. So if it's anywhere in that range, then obviously this will cause all kinds of impacts, most of which are undesirable. On water resources, for instance, the impact on water resources could have serious implications for agriculture and just ordinary demand for water by human beings.
The ADB says the $1 billion fund will be used to identify and fund projects that ensure growth while helping to slow climate change. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.